4CC 927 Gladstone, your Pooney Mew Park. And don't forget iHeartRadio. Download that app today. You will love it in digital sound. G'day to Mayor Matt Burnett.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning, Central Queensland.
Bit going on, mate. Gee, isn't there a lot happening across the Gladstone region?
Absolutely. We've got, of course, Port to Park this weekend. So if you haven't registered, there's still time. You believe you can jump on and register today. So that is a really good fundraiser for local charities and our local schools. So,
are you going in the 3K or the 8K? What are you running in?
Well, I normally would, but I have a wedding in Rocky, so I'm going to my cousin's wedding. So I can't go this year, but I'm certainly encouraging him. I go every year, but this year, family first, got to go to my cousin's wedding. So that should be pretty good. But definitely, I recommend everyone get out there if you can. You don't have to run, you can go for a walk.
Yeah, 3K or 8K. There's some actually do both. They do the 8K and then they run another 3K. So, like, they want to punish themselves. But good on them for doing that, and good fundraiser, as you said, mate, for local charities across central Queensland, the fun run. Yeah. So, Vietnam Vets Day tomorrow, important day.
It is, yeah. So, there's a number of services across the region. No Mount Larkham, Gladstone, and Agnes. I'm not sure off the top of my head if there are others, but there's certainly, if you check out your local sub branch, you know, Facebook pages or websites, you'll be able to find out more. But certainly I'll be attending the local service in Gladstone.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're just, you know, honouring and recognising the sacrifices that our Vietnam vets made.
Yeah.
That's what the day is all about.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, there's a big festival on this weekend and Adam Harvey is performing.
That's right. We talked about that last time. So, yeah, we won't go back into that too much. But certainly Adam Harvey and Amber Lawrence and some bunch of locals as well. There's an open mic session starts at about 10 a.m. to 1, and then all the locals get on as well. It's the Clipey River Village Festival, so you can actually get tickets at the gate. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you can still just turn up on the day and get your tickets there at the gate. So
that's now that's at the Historical Society, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. It's the Clipey River there. So
well, Historical Village, I should say.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely worth going out to if you've got the day free and or the night as well, and certainly be you know, well attended, no doubt, and great local music as well. I know Red Thorn, Sand, Jacinta. Who else is on? Bunch of locals as well. Some really good stuff. So enjoy them, and then the main acts later on that night.
Yeah, cool. Saturday week, and we're involved with this as well. I'll be out there doing a live broadcast with the team from 4CC, the Multicultural Fest.
Yes, it's back, and it's always a popular event at the Tondoon Botanic Garden. So certainly put that in the calendar as well. There's so much going on. So. God, I don't know how people can say there's nothing to do.
No.
Obviously, they're not looking or, you know, there's just so much going on. There's, you know, when you look down the track, even for the rest of the year, there's lots of events coming up. But, yeah, definitely the Multicultural Festival will be one not to miss. And it's certainly the committee do an amazing job, volunteer committee. Just put that event together and get all our local multicultural communities together in one place at one time.
Yeah, and they're looking for more support. As anybody wants to be involved with this great event, very colourful, and there's a lot of great talent on display too, as well as the tucker, the food. Get in touch with probably me here or their Facebook page, but you can get in touch with me and I can put you in touch with Elena, who can help you out if you want to support this event.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, the committee, you know, it's often the same people doing the same jobs as those guys do. Certainly put in a lot of hours to make that festival available to our local community, and it's certainly I'm sure it'll be. It's not just about the food; it's about the culture as well. So certainly worth attending if you've got the day available.
And we've got a pupil free day coming up. Is it the first? Is it in September? First weekend?
Second of September it is. Yeah, so it's the 2nd of September. But it's also that the reason we've chose that day is for our youth summit. So it's our first ever youth summit. It's 10 to 2 at the Phillip Street Communities Precinct. And the idea is to get the younger generation, 15 to 25, to obviously not all up to 25 are at school, but certainly for the ones that are can attend, and just give us their ideas of what they want to see, how they want the Gladstone region to grow, what their aspirations and I guess their vision for the community is going forward. So we really want to hear from the younger generation. Then hopefully we can get a big turnout for our Youth Summit 2nd of September.
All right. A lot happening across CQ and the Gladstone region. Mate, all those events are up on Facebook, and they're also, of course, as you know, up on the Gladstone Regional Council website, gladstone.qld.gov.au. If anybody wants to check it out and find out what to do, where to go.
Absolutely. Plenty on, mate.
Mayor Matt Burnett, thank you, mate.
Thanks, Central. Thanks, mate.
See we'll ya. Catch up again next week. 4CC across CQ. Good morning. Next up, we've got all the latest with our news. Looks like Scott Morrison is on the way out. Calen Ponga is in big trouble. I think he's been stood down from Newcastle for this weekend's round of the NRL. And there's been an accident at Yeppoon too. Our hot topic this morning. Now, have a bit of fun with this because a dad has invented a flamethrower for his kids to play with at home from a leaf blower. He's copping a little bit of flack about it. Gee, imagine being a kid with one of these. Hey, toys that you had as a kid but you couldn't have now. 49722 700 49722 700. And everybody that calls in, you will go into the draw to win $50 to spend at Night Owl. So a toy that you had as a kid but you wouldn't be able to have now, your kids can't have now. 49722 700 here on 4CC. Back soon.